You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. Let's just review the bidding for a second. We're talking about Hank Paulson and Ben Bernanke, the Fed chairman and the Treasury secretary. Do they have too much power in the U.S. economy? We want your opinion at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Also, what movie sequels really worked for you and what ones were dogs and shouldn't have been made? I'll talk to you about the Two Jakes a little while later in the program. And we're also talking about, you know, sort of the Google century here and Facebook and social networking. What would I find out about you if I Googled you that you wish I wouldn't find out about, that you can't delete, that you are so embarrassed about, it actually probably would disqualify you for running for president? Again, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. And when confronted with statements, and I'm sure you've all heard this story, when confronted with statements that he may have used marijuana in his wild college days, Bill Clinton explained it away with that dubious, famous suggestion that he didn't inhale. Now, later on, when Barack Obama was confronted with video records of his pastor making controversial statements, it took weeks and many speeches to clear it from the headlines. But for the future candidates living their wild years right now, what details are being archived in the digital pages of Facebook and MySpace that will become the scandal fodder of the mid-21st century? We've already seen some hints. Eric Kuhn runs a new media consultant business, and he's a senior at Hamilton College in New York. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Does every new media college kid these days have to be a consultant too? I mean, couldn't you just mow lawns during your summer vacation?
No.
Do you see what is going on with this economy? You think we can sit back and go to college? No,
exactly right.
Absolutely not.
But let's talk about what the issue I raised there. You know, nowadays people have a digital trail of archived personal details that, you know, would make the FBI vetting process wince with the amount of effort that would be required to, you know, figure out what people have done in the past and all the things they have to explain away. How has Facebook and social networking changed the calculus of running for office, do you think, for your generation?
Well, I think it's made the vetting process faster by, you know, by any means. Now it's taking, you know, somebody emailed me and you had Vanessa Williams, who became the first African-American Miss America, and it took 10 months for nude photos to come out. We would have found those like that. You know, Elliot Spitzer has a call girl, and immediately the MySpace photos come out. So it's expedited things a huge amount, which has made it interesting. It's fun, but it also has sort of other side effects where our entire lives, kids' lives, narrate themselves on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, etc.
And can affect the campaigns of their parents. We've already had some hints of Facebook scandals to come. Why don't you tell us about a couple of them?
Yeah, absolutely. And recently you've had Giuliani's daughter say that maybe she supported Obama and then quickly took that off of her Facebook page when the campaign got word of it. There's been no huge sort of Facebook scandal that's brought down a candidate as of yet, but you see things sort of trickling in, and you see how this is going. John Sweeney, who was a Republican in the New York 20th District, was at a frat party in Union College, and some cell phones went off, clicked some photos of him, and before you knew it, they were all over his district. So that was only, and that was before you could upload photos onto Facebook.
That was before.
That was 2006. Yeah. So, you know, so just the cell phone and the use of these cameras and everything.
And he's no longer in Congress, we should say.
He's no longer in Congress. Right. You could debate whether or not it was because of that. But that's what's happening.
But so, at a certain point, do we get desensitized to all of this? If there's a little tidbit about every single person, every single potential candidate, every single voter, at some point, do we just come to accept the fact that everyone is not perfect? Shocking news.
The difference is now there are photos, now there are videos, now there's substantial evidence to see. Okay, we never saw Barack Obama smoke. Right? You only hear these stories. And now when you see these stories, when you see a candidate passed out on a college floor, I don't think we're going to get desensitized.
You mean like a presidential candidate passed out on a college floor?
We haven't seen that yet.
This is the future you're describing. This is the
future,
so I do not think that people are going to be desensitized. I think it's going to fuel the fire.
So how do you behave? If you want to run for president, you basically have to decide at age 3, how many cell phone cameras are going to be in the room with you for the rest of your life. Do you have any advice for people with political ambitions?
So someone joked to me that you can get as drunk as you want at any party and do as many things as you want. Just make sure that nobody has a camera in that room because, you know what, you don't even have to put up the photo of yourself. It could be your friend who does it.
Or enemy, quote unquote.
Somebody else puts this photo up. You untag yourself. But the photo's still out there. Who knows? And even if someone takes away their account, it's still questionable what Facebook then does with that. So the photos are there.
So what are the rules to setting up a Facebook page if you don't want to disqualify yourself for future office?
Don't go to the parties. No. You know, it's difficult, to be honest with you. And as a college student, you know, you're sort of always – you go to parties and people now bring cameras and they say, oh, for Facebook, click, right? So it's very hard now to sort of not be part of that. And so I do think everyone will have these photos, but I don't put yourself in a bad situation. I mean, it's sort of – what else can you do?
That's like, do what your mom told you. I mean, it's also, if you're going to take the Andy Warhol view, in the future, everybody will be passed out on the couch for 15 minutes. I guess that's the advice.
We'll have to see. And you see it happening now. It's, with interns, let's say, it was just on Valleywag, an intern who said he was sick but was caught on Facebook in a Halloween party getting drunk and dressed up. So, I mean, it's starting.
Well, our audience is Googling Eric Kuhn's name. He's a new media consultant and Hamilton College senior, majoring in government, 21 years old, with some advice on how to prepare yourself for political ambitions in the Facebook age. And now, headlines from Femi Okeh.
Thanks, John. 29 minutes past the hour.